when you think about the protocols that guys have to go through and everything that has to be enacted in locker rooms and around the league to make sure they can play these games, would you have been cool with it, or would this have sucked for you?
Well, of course it isn't the experience that you're accustomed to, because that energy that comes from the home crowd cheering for you or a visiting crowd cheering against you, you're missing that part of it. But, you know, let's just go back for a second. I mean, people forget, in March, the world shut down. Not like Las Vegas or Nevada or the Western United. The entire world shut down. Like, I watch a lot of TV. I just knew, like, the next time I went outside, people's skin was going to be falling off their faces. So, like, the severity initially of what we thought this was so significant, I'm just happy that we're playing football.
Yeah.
I mean, think about April, May. We didn't think there was going to be any football. So I'm not going to sit here and complain now that we have some limitations and some safety precautions that we have to go through. I'm just glad that we're actually playing football.
How good is this Buccaneers defense?
Well, the one that showed up against Aaron Rodgers is elite. You know, you know, it's very rare that you see an elite Hall of Fame quarterback that's still playing completely shook. But they were so efficient and proficient in getting to Aaron Rodgers from start to finish. I mean, they had him. He was uncomfortable, and it was visible. And it was a great thing to see as a Bucs fan. And if they play like that this week, then I think the efficient car that hasn't turned the ball over with the 11 touchdowns and one pick, hopefully we can force him into some turnovers. But I've also seen our defense, you know, not be as passionate about getting to the quarterback. And we're very young in the secondary, although we're talented. So if you give a quarterback of Carr's stature and ability time, you know, there are some holes back there. So it'll be an interesting kind of game within the game to watch, you know, out front against the Raiders' offensive line.
But it's Sean King, former NFL quarterback, former Las Vegas, as we were just talking about. I don't know how much you're following what's going on with the Raiders right now, but their entire offensive line, the starting offensive line, was sent home. They're not allowed to be around the facility at least until Sunday morning. And if they're all negative at that point, then they can play, but they won't have been around the team all week. So no practice time, no preparation time, and just no thought of whether they're going to play or not until right before the game starts. How difficult would this be for you as a quarterback to deal with?
Well, if it was an isolated incident that only happened to my team, it'd probably be really difficult, but everybody's dealing with it. I mean, if you look around the league, I mean, it looks every day somebody's having to shut their facility down for 2 or 3 days, or this position group, you know, can't come to the facility. So, I mean, a lot of teams are having to adjust and pivot, you know, on the fly. I mean, games are getting rescheduled. I mean, we had a Monday night game that started at 5. There was a game that was played on Tuesday. I mean, games. So everybody's having to deal with it. I just think it's adversity. It's a great opportunity to grow. It's definitely not the best case scenario, especially when you start thinking about the playoff scenario, even though we're still in the first half of the season. The AFC is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get in. So it's a big game for Oakland. I mean, for Las Vegas. I got to get Oakland out of my mind. But, I mean, when you're a Bucs fan, hey, guys, just wait this one out. It's not a conference game. It's the NFC opponent. Let us get this one.
Sean, I know about a decade ago there was some back and forth between you and Coach Gruden. How much do you want to see the Bucs win this week for that reason?
The big misperception is that me and John have a problem. We don't have a problem. I pull for John Gruden to be successful. I want him to win another championship. I think he's good for the game of football. He brings a lot of energy. He brings a lot of passion. I mean, his commitment to being the best version of him is something that I admire. You know, I've learned a lot of football from John, but me and John are both alpha males. So a lot of times alpha males don't agree on everything. And that's all that was. It was something that, you know, I thought, you know, was a little different than he thought. And we said what we said, and we moved on. And if I see him, I bump to him since then. There are no issues. And I want them to win. I have a lot of really good friends on that staff. Greg Olsen, you know, Kirby Wilson, a lot of those guys I'm really close to. I'm a Raider fan. I'm just a Bucs fan first. So outside of this week, when you guys beat the Patriots, I don't think anybody in the country likes the Patriots, but Patriots fans, you had a fan down here in Tampa, trust me.